Emily, what's behind this?
So these reports about iPhone production, what's happening on the production line, are very closely watched. And it's, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that it will impact the final numbers that we see when Apple reports the quarter, but it does give some color for a very closely held technology company and how the iPhone is doing. Now, what the Nikkei is financial publication is reporting is that Apple has told two of its producers, Foxconn and Pegatron, that they won't be producing as many of the iPhone XR. This is the cheaper model of the iPhone, as they initially expected. Foxconn had prepped, for example, 60 different production lines. They're only going to be using 45 production lines instead. There is a third company that was told to stand by for rush orders. They have been told they won't be getting any orders. So it just means that this cheaper model of the iPhone XR, isn't as popular as Apple thought it could be. It doesn't mean it's not popular at all. It's just not as popular as sort of the high end of Apple's expectations.
Okay, because the reviews of the XR have been generally favorable. Some call it the best iPhone value in years.
Absolutely, because the iPhone XR is basically the same as the iPhone X. So you are getting, you know, almost the same product. It looks the same, but for a cheaper price. There's just certain things about the technology that make it cheaper, but it still has the facial recognition technology. It still has the edge-to-edge screen. A novice observer might think, you know, it's no different than the higher-end iPhone. So when the, you know, new iPhones were unveiled, there was a lot of excitement about the XR because it gets Apple into that cheaper price point. That said, Apple has tried to sell cheaper phones before, and it just hasn't worked. You know, what seems to have worked is that people are either A, keeping their phones longer, or they're going for the earlier models rather than the newest models, which are also cheaper.
Do you think that there'll be any kind of a price change in any of the phones then around Black Friday?
The prices aren't going to change until Apple releases new iPhones, so that won't happen for another year. So the prices are as they are. You know, what we'll be watching is to see what the mix is, how many people are going for the most expensive iPhone, how many people are going for the cheaper iPhone. I mean, all of this stock movement, the stock sliding down, has been compounded by the fact that Apple announced a dramatic change to the way it reports its results and saying that they're not going to tell us anymore exactly how many iPhones are being sold, no more unit numbers. And so that has analysts feeling very skeptical about Apple's future. Well, why don't they want to tell us if the numbers are doing well? But it's sort of part of the pain that Apple may need to go through as it tries to transition from more of an iPhone and a device company to a services company.